Cowboys are on a roll. Boy, that's why Scott's so excited this morning.
Oh, man, not that, yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Detroit Lions yesterday, but who doesn't? We'll talk about that
Lions now, buddy. Hey, those Lions, yeah.
Yeah.
How about those Texans?
Boy, they lost another one in the last 30 seconds, yeah, didn't
hey,
they?
Yeah. Defensive back going, hey, look, he just caught that pass.
Yeah, yeah, we lose again. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Oh, well.
So, it's Saturday night, obviously, was fun. It was big, all that. So, Chase, I'm driving home, and I'm listening to Tom, and I'm talking to people on the field.
Yeah.
You know. And of course,
yeah, that's the crowd reaction. We do that every game.
All of them screaming into the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking to Bo Pelini.
Yeah. And I didn't see the people that Tom was talking to, you know, but they'd say their name and where they were from. I'm going to venture to say that nobody was over 40 that you talked to. Is that right?
No, they were all students.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're all screaming, this is the greatest win in Texas A&M history.
Greatest day of my life.
Yeah. Well, greatest day of my life, too. That was kind of fun. Uh-huh. So, anyway, I found that very interesting. I'm going, frame of reference is everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Of the
you're
seven
right.
games I've seen, this is the greatest Texas A&M history ever.
It now does when we beat Oklahoma in 2010.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to get like a 60-year-old that gave me a history lesson. You know, we only got so much time. So
Tom, back when Ed Hargett was here, I saw him run that touchdown against Texas Tech. And
really, I mean, think about it. Really, do you want to talk to that guy or the or the 21-year-old that this is the greatest day of her life?
Yeah,
it was fun. It was.
In other words, do you want to talk to somebody pretty or somebody, or do you want to talk to Scott?
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
Exactly.
So you didn't almost get knocked over, did you?
No. But I was right there out on the field while they were doing the Aggie War Hymn.
Yeah. Nobody tried to rip the microphone from your hands.
No. They all played nice.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So, and we'll talk about it more later. A Dublin court virus database has been updated. Right?
Yeah, really?
Gee, that's supposed to be on silent, wasn't it? Well, you know the weekend,
A Dublin court has awarded an Irish businessman $13.6 million in libel damages after a naked sleepwalking incident.
Ooh.
Now, it was back in 2007, and Donald Kinsella went on a business trip to Mozambique with several of his co-workers. I'll just read you the next line. After an evening of drinking and painkillers. Of course, don't we all?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's called Thursday at my house.
Yeah, that's right. Donald, who was apparently a regular somnambulist, sleepwalked in the nude over to the room of a company secretary.
Uh-huh.
Shh, don't wake me up. It could scare me to death.
That's right. And knocked on her door, circling back two more times before the company's managing director appeared and told him to go to bed.
And told him he wasn't fooling anybody?
Yeah. Upon his return to Dublin, this is the part that I find, then we get really weird. Upon returning to Dublin, Donald's employer sent out a press release detailing the incident and calling for his resignation.
What? His company, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about getting thrown under the bus.
So, of course, he took him to court, alleging that the release had made him the laughingstock of the company and falsely suggested that he wanted to, quote, jump the company secretary.
Whoa.
Quote, which you don't find in legal documents too often, right?
Not normally.
I wouldn't think that would be wordage that you'd find there.
Well,
anyway.
You know, in discovery, sometimes, you know.
They'll
use the exact verbiage.
You can list that in Bordire.
Have you ever jumped anybody? Last week, a court agreed and awarded him the largest payout in a defamation case in Irish history. Again, $13.6 million.
The Irish government would like that back, right?
Yes, they would. Yeah, anybody. Yeah. If you got an extra $13.6, call us now.
By Ireland, right?
Yes, it would. Anyway, they said they're going to appeal the verdict, but they're the one who wrote the news release. Hey.
Info.
Mason.
Guess that's sending out a message to all the other employees.
Yeah, don't try to jump the secretary.
No.
You'll get a news release written.
And all it said is the managing director appeared at his door, at her door. What does that mean?
Never mind. Coach Gary Blair and the 7th-ranked women's basketball team ready to claim another Big 12 championship with home games against Cal, Purdue, Texas, and Oklahoma. Reed Arena will be the place to be on game day. Season tickets start at only $85 for 14 home games. So log on to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, and get yours today. Texas A&M Basketball. This is home.
Hey, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's November the 22nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Very beautiful young lady, I believe, is 26 years old today. She's married to that Ryan Reynolds guy who's the sexiest man alive. You knew that, didn't
you?
So
there you go. It's your pretty couple.
It's your pretty couple. Yeah, they'll make pretty babies.
By the way, somewhere on the internet, there's a picture of Ryan Reynolds as a struggling actor.
Uh-huh.
I read this morning. Apparently, as he played the letter A in Sesame Street.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know. Those
there
things
you
are
go.
Out there. They'll be there forever.
There you go. Marielle Hemingway, the actress, turns 49 years old today. Jamie Lee Curtis' birthday is today. She's 52.
From a anything you see about her, she's a fairly normal person now, considering growing up in a Hollywood home.
Yeah, and her pedigree.
All the things that had happened. She went through some trials and tribulations herself, but I think she has probably kind of bonded to normalcy, at least for now.
That's true. Billie Jean King, you remember her. She played a pretty good game of tennis.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody just remembers the Bobby Riggs thing, right? Yeah, 67 years old.
No.
One thing I remember
from her is a tremendous quote for athletics. And I saw it. I happened to see it on the back of the T-shirt of a University of Texas swimmer.
Uh-huh.
And it says, pressure is a privilege.
Ah.
I kind of like that.
There you go.
Okay.
BJK. 67, she is. Robert Vaughn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still around.
Yeah.
There you go. The man from Uncle.
He's selling reverse mortgages or something.
Yeah. Or diabetes medication or something.
Yeah. He's,
notice I pronounced it like Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
He's 78 years old today. And if you watch the Twilight movies, there's an actress named Jamie Campbell Bauer, who's 22 years old. So that's all I got.
We got Terry Gilliam. He's one of the Monty Python guys. He'd be 70. Who's Richard Kind? Is he somebody?
He was on the TV show about the old Washington City guy with
Spin City.
You
would know him if you saw him.
With sort of the funny mouth.
One of those guys.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, Richard Kind is the guy that has the funny lips.
Okay. And okay.
Well, he does. He has funny lips.
All right. And yeah. Nicholas Rowe from Young Sherlock Holmes will be 44. And Stevie Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
Be 60. That's it. 620.